When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So are you in a self-proclaimed growing season and it seems like all the things around you are dying? There's a reason for that. Guys, what's going on? Welcome to the Bird Brain Podcast, where the goal is to rise above it all. Stay elevated, create that infinity, and up your you. I'm your host, Isaiah. And we are at the end of February. February is a very interesting month, in my opinion. And it seems to have been interesting for a lot of people I've talked to, where it's just like, what the F is going on? You know, I'm putting all this effort and work into just like growing and building, and it doesn't seem like anything's happening, or you know, things are not turning out in the ways that I anticipated and or expected. And you know, for myself, even it's cool to like kind of have an eye or just reflect and take inventory of what's been happening life wise. You know, I've been, what are we, it's February, obviously, this is only the second month, we're rounding out the first quarter of the year, and, you know, it's awesome to have goals, right? It's awesome to have goals, it's awesome to be willing to implement those things. It is amazing to be determined to make some things happen. However, comma, you know, not every goal that you set is going to necessarily happen right away. And I think oftentimes people don't understand that, right? And also when you have these goals or you set these goals or intentions, you got to make room for it, right? Something that's been, my plants for me are very much a symbolic representation of what growth looks like, of what the proper conditions look like, of what support and health care looks like, and the dying of certain things. Now, a couple of my plants, they're typically a very vibrant, like very vibrant poppy pink and green, just like, oh man, beautiful, gorgeous. And my snake plant, you know, he's the homie, he's just chilling, minding his business, nonchalant, but very much healthy. He's in a very healthy space. And, you know, I've been very concerned about my two plants in particular, because they're tropical plants, right? And where I am isn't very tropical, so I have to kind of create those conditions. But also what I've noticed is that, you know, they just seem like they haven't been doing well. And, you know, I take them to my plant nursery, my squad, shout out to my plant home. And I, you know, I go there periodically just to check in and see, hey, this is what's going on with my plant. This is what's happening. And a couple of days ago, it was great because I went in and two of my plant leaves were turning yellow, and they should not be yellow. So I was researching, and you know, it's kind of, you're getting a little bit of everything. You're overwatering, you're underwatering, it's too cold, this might be happening, like no definitive as to why it's turning yellow, but multiple reasons why it could be. And you know, I went in and immediately they looked at it and they were like, yeah, you know, it's too cold. And I was like, oh, that's what it is. It's like, yeah, wherever you have it, it's near a draft. It is entirely too cold. these are tropic plants. They got to be in these particular conditions, etc. Where you have it right now is not warm enough. Okay. Awesome. So they're good? Yeah, they're fine. Do I have to resoil them? Nope. You're taking care of them. Beautiful. Right? So now they took it upon themselves to kind of snip the leaves that were dying or just rooted. And it was great because the last time I saw them, there have been things in my personal life that have changed, right? There's been progress. And, you know, with my plants and myself, the environment needed to change, you know? The emotional environment needed to change. My goal environment needed to change. Who is supporting and tending to those seeds I'm planting needed to change, okay? And, you know, leaves were falling away. You know, even myself, I felt like, oh, man, you know, I don't know what this season is, but it just feels like I'm not growing. However, the growth has been happening. It's just been in a different way. Okay? Like I said, when I searched my plants turning colors, there are a lot of different reasons as to why it was happening. No one thing. And in life, as you are progressing or you feel like you're not progressing, sometimes it isn't just one thing that's the catalyst. Sometimes it could be multiple variables at different times that are impacting your growth or the feelings of lack thereof. And yes, some things will die away naturally because of the season, the temperament. Okay? And this isn't to say that you just sit around and you do absolutely nothing. Right? If you find that you've been avoiding certain work, you've been avoiding certain obligations and certain responsibilities, yeah, there's not going to be any growth from that. And then you get frustrated and it's like, well, what are you frustrated about? Are you frustrated about the outcome or are you frustrated that you haven't been working towards the outcome? Those are very different things. Okay. Sometimes we get so upset about our lack of success that we fail to overlook, okay, how have I been trying to work towards it? What have I been implementing new, right? What conditions have I changed? You know, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome. Right? So for yourself, it's just important to see yourself as a plant and it's like, take a look at like, what is my environment? Right? What's the temperament for me? Do I know what my temperament is? Do I know how I function? Right? Do I recognize what I need and what the proper conditions are? Have I noticed there have been certain changes for me? Okay. You know, one of the things that I always make it a point to do or speak about is self-awareness and self-accountability. Right? Always like, what am I needing to do? What have I not done? What do I need to do more of? What do I fear? What am I angry at? What am I resistant to? You know, a lot of times with self-awareness and all those things, we only go as far as like, well, I showed up for this person. This is what I do. I'm very this. It's like, okay, that's cool and that's noble. However, what responsibilities when it comes to yourself are you neglecting or avoiding? Okay. Sometimes we don't meet our own standards. I was having a conversation with someone just recently. It's like, sometimes we don't meet the standards that we set. And there's a difference between never meeting your standards and having a day or so where it's like, it just doesn't get met. A big difference. Like if you require or demand a certain level of presence and efficiency from others that you yourself cannot show up to, you are selling yourself short. You're doing a complete disservice to yourself because it's fraudulent, right? And it's also a level of hypocrisy, right? I visited a couple of people I haven't seen in a while, actually. And it was even interesting to see how that dynamic in certain ways have changed. You know, as adults, as we get older, there is less time for, I don't want to say gray. There's less time for the void. It's less time to hang out in the void. Right? As a kid, if you know, the summer happens, maybe you don't see this person the entire summer, you know, because of whatever. They go on vacation with their family. They do this, da, 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 da. And then you come back to school and it's like, man, I haven't seen you in a while. It's so good to see you again. I think as adults, that can happen, but it also doesn't always work. And the reason being is because temperament, conditions, right? Seasons. I say this all the time, like relationships are plants. They really are plants. People are plants. You know, we gotta tend to them. Ourselves too. And then anyone who denies that is like, well, take a look at the plants that they keep.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
And it was so interesting because, you know, we did have conversations about, you know, the time that has passed, and, you know, playing catch up is always a very interesting and weird thing for some, because when so much life does happen and transpire, it's hard to catch somebody up in an hour or 20 minutes, you know, especially if there's an event going on. It's like your brain is searching for all the things that you've been up to. And it's like, sometimes that's exhausting. I realize for myself, I can't play catch up. I actually, at this point, it makes me very tired. Because somebody may ask, what's been going on lately? And I'm like, well, work, you know, or this. You know, I try to find the lowest hanging fruit because it, how do I explain it? I don't want to say it makes it easier to navigate. It's just not the proper conditions to try to necessarily grow that relationship, right? Or tend to the soil. Because there's been so much. Like, life is so interesting, y'all. No 2 days are typically the same. No 2 days are typically the same. And everybody has life going on, honestly. Like, we are all doing things. You know, some more than others, but at the end of the day, what's busy to somebody and what's important to somebody is what's important to them. And that's fine. You know, that's fine. And I was, it was funny because I overheard a conversation and, I was actually a part of the conversation, but the two people were talking to each other and one person goes, yeah, you know, I have those relationships. I have those friendships where, you know, we could go 4 years or so without talking and we're still cool. And the other person was agreeing, and it's like one of the main components that was missing from that statement in the relationship is like, yeah, the reason if we are able to do that is because there's a level of care and trust that's embedded in the relationship where that can happen. However, you know, if someone means a lot to you, you kind of want to be an integral part of their lives. That's just my opinion. I'm not going to necessarily let that much time go without trying to be in my people's lives, especially if there's no excuse for it. Absolutely not. You know, a connection is different for everybody. One of the things I realized too is like you feel who your connections are. You can feel it. You're more acclimated to just invest there. You can genuinely feel it. It's a feeling. It's a connection. And for whatever that reason is, right? If you want to look at attachment style, some people may be more connected to people who are a little bit more making them work for their affection and approval versus somebody who's just always there, you know? So they may put more time into those relationships, okay? They may find connections that kind of replicate what they're used to. even if it's in a familial dynamic, right? So it's like there are so many reasons why we stay in touch with the people we stay in touch with. Because it's not like you disappear for 4 years and you talk to no one. It's like, no, you are participating in somebody's life and somebody's participating in yours. They have their own to do so. But relationships, like plants, they will communicate to you how they're doing. They will. Like I said, my snake plant, even though it doesn't require much, it doesn't seem like it, I check on it regularly. I check on it regularly. I don't necessarily just leave it alone and just like, oh yeah, you know, you're fine. It's like, no, you still deserve some level of maintenance, right? I know that you don't require as much water. However, are you getting the right sunlight? Are you getting the right amount of darkness, right? Is your soil good? Is it healthy? You know? I can still check. I can still do my part. And that's what people fail to realize. It's like, look, relationships don't really last without you doing your part. And some people may say, oh yeah, you know, I have those people I could go years without talking to or whatever the case may be. And you may not recognize those people on the other end. They may have categorized you differently now. And nobody's having the conversation. It's just kind of like, you know, everybody wants to keep the peace. And then sometimes, yeah, you find a mutual person who is like, yeah, you know, we're friends, but we don't have to talk for years and everything like that. And you guys have that kind of relationship. But I can probably bet there's probably not much you know about one another on an intimate level. And when you catch up, there's so much you're missing out on. There's so much you're missing out on. And I really think that's the beautiful thing about just life. It's like when you are a part of somebody's life and even a part of their day-to-day, there is so much. You know, even some of my buddies now, we just talk, we catch in, we catch up, we check in. And every day is a little different. There's always something going on. You know, there's always something going on. And I think it's so amazing. Even in the little, you know, croutons of conversation, there's always something going on. The people in my life are very interesting. Very interesting. And they're interesting just because they're dynamic humans. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't need to jump through hoops. They don't need to tell me that they fought a lion yesterday or whatever. It's just like, yeah, what's going on in your life? What's your temperament? How are your leaves looking? You know? Sometimes you will go through a cold season. That will happen. But when people go through cold seasons, are you checking in on them? Are they checking in on you? We just have to do it. We have to take care of our relationships. You know, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I know people like to play semantics and try to make all these rules and, you know, stipulations, what's okay and what's not. It's like, if a person matters to you that much, you will make it clear. If not, you will make excuses. Simple. Simple. Do your best. But yeah, if your growth seems like it's not happening or it's not happening how you expect it, check the temperament. Check the potential reasons as to why there's a lack of growth. Write that stuff down. You know, who am I looking to be? Right? What have I avoided? You know, what am I afraid of? What am I excited about? What am I curious about? Who do I feel the happiest around? Why? How do I show up? What can I do better? Right? All these variables are a factor in terms of growth. So take a look, you know, change the window. All right. I hope you guys have an amazing week. Last couple of days of February. Ask yourself what's changed, because things are about to start blooming. Okay. March is always a very interesting pivotal time, I guess, because the, you know, daylight changes, all that stuff. and it's great. Okay, there's a burst of energy. So, yeah. One-on-one coaching is available if you ordered the coloring book and you're still waiting to receive it from me. The copies are coming in. The copies are coming in. I got a lot of orders, and I appreciate that so much. And I appreciate you guys being patient as I knock this stuff down. So with that being said, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and take flight.